In a design studio at the University of Technology, Sydney, a young model twirls in a futuristic white wedding dress. It's one of Mark Liu's earlier designs. The second-generation Malaysian-Chinese still pursues his passion for fashion years after surprising his parents with this less-than-traditional career choice.
My father was a psychologist and my mother was an engineer. When I said I wanted to be a fashion designer, they were really quite confused and quite surprised. They knew I was very good at art, but they let me try it. And I think my mum said she thought I would probably drop out after the first year, but I kept with it, and here I am.
In London, where he did a master's degree in textile futures, the Sydney-sider designed zero-waste dresses at a time when sustainability was a popular fashion movement. But his efforts to utilise every bit of the fabric highlighted a fundamental problem with traditional linear pattern making.
Traditional techniques weren't really cutting it to a certain extent. I had to look at the underlying mathematics, and the more I looked, the more I found that there were problems that mathematics had answers to, but traditional pattern making didn't.
14-year-old Winton Lambert is a Year 9 textile student at Sydney's International Grammar School. In making sleeves for a shirt, he's also grappling with the fact that the human body is curved, not flat.
To do the sleeve, it's quite a technical thing, and a lot of geometry goes into it. So you've got to figure out the correct length for the front and back of the sleeve, and you've got to be able to fit it into the armhole. It's quite difficult because it may look flat, but when you add the three-dimensional aspect to it, it really just throws you around a bit.
So, combining his abilities in both fashion and mathematics, Mark Liu commenced a PhD that resulted in a new system, non-Euclidean pattern making. The geometrical system used from ancient Greek times was superseded in the early 19th century, but Mark Liu says most fashion designers aren't familiar with it in an advanced form.
Non-Euclidean pattern making is pattern making which is based on curvature, so it understands that the body requires curved measurements as well as just these linear measurements. It combines those two measurements to take a more accurate measurement. Well, everyone knew about the problem for a long time, and the solution a lot of the time was just to do more fittings.
He's also winning interest within the industry in his recently patented invention, the drape measure, a small, circular, flexible device that can measure the curvature of curved surfaces. Meanwhile, the 35-year-old is adding his weight to a national push for secondary students to keep studying STEM subjects. He's given workshops at schools, including the International Grammar School. There, design and technology teacher Ksenia Deutsch says creatively inclined youngsters should study maths even if it's not compulsory.
So they come into a creative subject thinking, perhaps all I need to do is have an idea or be good with colours or be able to have an artistic side. But what mathematics comes in handy with is the problem-solving part. The students that study maths find it easier to do the tasks at hand just because they have innate knowledge of geometry, of working things out like curves and tangents and things that come in handy when they're designing.
For designer Mark Liu, there's no question that STEM is the future.
If you think about a movie now, it looks like it's created by very creative people, but there's a whole bunch of engineers who may do the animation. All the animation is modelled in the computer, it's all mathematics. So there's this nice intersection between art and mathematics, and when they come together, that's when really amazing things happen.